from WAPG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Hollywood Doug, happy voting day for you, sir.
Thank you, Carol. Happy voting day to you. You guys have a big election coming up.
Yeah, we've got governor and lieutenant governor and all of that. What do you have out in California going on?
You know, I don't even know. Nothing's being promoted.
Okay.
I think we're just going to sit back and watch the rest of the country.
Okay. Well, you know what the country's watching? Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. What in the world?
Well, you know, we reported last week that they're definitely, you know, getting back together.
Right.
And it's pretty much a 100% done deal. And he pursued her. He was pursuing her back when she was with The Weeknd, because her and The Weeknd were kind of rocky for a while.
Yeah.
But he was actually pursuing her, and her family hated it. Her family, they did not like him. They've never liked him. They've called him vile. You know, they think he's possessed, all these crazy things. But he, you know, he loved her, and he pursued her. And it really hit him when she had that big kidney scare.
Right.
You know, and, you know, she thought she was going to die. And it really hit him. He's like, you know, I love this girl. And I'm going to go after her no matter what it takes. And he won her over. You know, it took him a while, but he won her over.
Well, supposedly what we have seen, he is trying to kind of change his whole image, going to church, things like that. Let's hope that that's all for real. Now that he's got the girl, won the girl, he will stick with that image that he is trying to portray. Taylor Swift, good friends with Selena Gomez, right?
Right, right.
Any word on what Tay thinks about all of this?
No, she's busy working on a new video for the album, and she hasn't really said much about it. So, I guess she gives them her blessing. But, you know, they're a good couple. We've got them out at church a couple times, and he's really trying hard. And, you know, we usually get him all the time because he's out doing crazy things. But he's been quiet, and, you know, maybe she'll be good for him, I hope.
I hope so. So we wish them luck. Johnny Depp has had such a troubled relationship with money, we'll say. And of course, he's had other relationships that have been troubled as well. But
yeah, with cell phones.
Yeah. all kinds of spending habits that are just not healthy, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of wine in a month and that kind of thing. That's starting to take the toll on his bank account.
It is. You know, we talked about this story, gosh, right when we first started this segment, Carol, I think it was way back. And, you know, he had sued his management company, TMG, because they had, you know, taken money from him and they had, you know, taken out loans to cover their tracks. But we're hearing that it's a different story, that he actually, you know, had taken out the loans and he had to go to his company, TMG, and borrow $5 million.
Oh.
And he defaulted on it. So they're going after him, and they're actually taking, they went to court on Monday and got some documents. They're trying to take five of his L.A. homes and sell them off to get that money back. So he could be homelessness, literally, like all of his homes could be gone. And he's one of the biggest stars in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, now I know quite a few people who would be like, Johnny, you can come live with me. I know that. but the thing is, you know, Johnny's movies are hit and miss. Of course, the whole Captain Jack, you know, the Pirates movies, those are all hits, I think.
Right, they're guaranteed.
Right, but some of the other movies, you just never know if they're going to do well or not. They're kind of out there a little bit.
Well, they are. You know, I like his Tim Burton stuff, you know, that, you know, with Edward Scissorhands, pretty good. Made a lot of money, but you're right. Only the Pirates movies make great money, and some of the other ones, the last one he did with Angelina Jolie, didn't do well at all.
Right.
So it is. It's a hit or miss with him, but, you know, he's spending like it's a hit, so he's got to calm it down a little bit.
Yeah, he needs money management. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Jennifer Lawrence. Now, she, I think, is doing well with her money. Isn't she like the highest paid celebrity right now?
She is one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood.
Okay.
And, you know, she's still young. You know,
right.
I think she's around her 23, 25 or something like that. And looks great. And we got her out the other day. And I actually was there and saw this whole thing being filmed. You know, last week, Jimmy Kimmel, he has a thing where he has guest hosts come in.
Mm-hmm.
And they take over each day. And she took over one day. And so they decided to do this little skit right on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
Where they would just walk up and ask, you know, people, hey, you know, she would ask him, can you name five movies that I'm in?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we watched it, and nobody knew who she was.
You know, her look changes a lot, though. In the defense of the people who were just approached by her, you know? So sometimes I think her look changes. I don't know if I would have been able to do that.
Well, I remember I sat there, and I was like, I got four of them.
Okay.
But, like, nobody, one lady was like, wow, Jennifer Lawrence, I don't know, but ask me about Jennifer Aniston. And so, you know, you could see Jennifer Lawrence's face like, oh, wow, she doesn't know me. But nobody, one of the crew from Jimmy Kimmel knew five of her movies, but, you know, hardly anyone knew it. And I swear, I didn't think they were going to air it, but they did air it. And they edited it where it looked kind of funny and made her look, you know, cute and everything. But you could tell on her face, because I was close enough to see her, that she was kind of angry that nobody knew her.
What age group were they asking, though?
Oh, they were asking all kinds. They were asking young girls. They were asking, you know, people in their 40s, you know, 50s. It was quite, you know, because they were looking for a diversified group just to, you know, get some people, you know, where everybody knows Jennifer Lawrence. And no one did. And it was kind of funny. I enjoyed it. But she did look great. She looked absolutely great.
All right. So what were the four movies you could name?
Well, Passengers, mm-hmm. Hunger Games,
right.
Of course.
Yeah, those are the only ones I know, Hunger Games.
Yeah, Hunger Games. Shining Playbook, Silver Linings of the Shining Playbook, that one. And now I've forgotten the fourth one, Carol.
Okay.
You put me on the
spot. Sorry, Doug. Okay. All right. Well, my point is maybe she needs to get a look and stick with that look and kind of go with the genre. Now, if she had had her bow and arrow, I'm sure everybody would have known her as Katniss. So I'm just saying.
Well, of course. But she looked very, you know, very plain. It was a good show. I ended up watching the show when she had some good interviews. But, she was kind of angry. She's like, I'm this big paid star. Nobody knows me.
Well, you know, on the upside of that, she can go to Disneyland and nobody will hound her. So
that is true.
There you go. DUIs in L.A., nobody should drink and drive. Well, you and I were talking off mic. There's Uber, there's Lyft. There's no reason to drink and drive. But there are a couple
Absolutely.
Of stars out there who can't seem to understand that.
Yeah, I don't know, if your listeners, if they watch Shameless or not, but it's coming back for its eighth season this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid who plays Carl, he's the youngest one on the show.
Okay.
And we got news this morning that he got caught for DUI on Thursday night.
Ugh.
And, you know, they don't know if it was, you know, drugs or if it was alcohol, but the kid is 18 years old. You're on this great show. It's the last season. You've been on for 8 years. And you're out driving your orange BMW and you get caught with a DUI.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. He could certainly afford a driver.
Absolutely.
At least Uber. Yeah, so anyway, okay.
At least Uber. And then we have this well-known actor who we got a couple of days ago who got a DUI. And this one makes me laugh really hard, Carol.
Okay.
You remember the actor Lou Diamond Phillips?
Oh, yeah, La Bamba.
La Bamba, yeah. Young Guns, you know, he's a very well actor. He's done a lot of things on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he was out, and he decides to stop and ask, of all things, a police officer for directions.
While he had been drinking.
Well, he was out, he was in Portland, Oregon, and he was drinking, and so he stopped and asked the cops for directions, and the cops smelled alcohol, stopped him, pulled him out, gave him a DUI.
Okay.
Now, I know it's hard for a man to ask for directions. I'm one of them. I hate doing that. But I would go to a gas station. I'm not going to go to a cop.
You know what? I'm sure his car had GPS. I'm sure his phone has GPS. So.
Exactly. I don't know if he was just trying to say, hey, you know what? No one, just like Jennifer Lawrence, nobody knows me. Let me see if this cop knows me.
Okay. Well,
and he knows him now.
Yeah, he knows him now. He's got the mugshot to prove it, right?
You're right. That's his autograph picture right there.
All right. Well, Doug, thank you so much for calling us this morning. I guess maybe you need to go figure out what kind of elections you need to be voting in out there in California so you can exercise that right to vote, right?
Absolutely. I've always voted, so I'm going to get out and vote today.
All right. So, Doug Lewis, thank you very much. Hollywood Doug with the hashtag Jason Douglas on social media. And, of course, Doug also has his spot on our website at WAKG.com.